Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
We left off on Monday on the weekday podcast in John chapter 4 and verse 7, where Jesus meets a Samaritan woman, and he has taken a direct path headed from Galilee to Jerusalem. And in his direct path, he has to go through a place where there is deep-seated hatred between Jews and Samaritans. Now, in today's culture, when we think about what's happening in America today, the protests, the riots, the ridiculous killing of young black men, in particular, what's happened with George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, what happened to Officer Dern, a former police captain of St. Louis, on and on and on, the businesses that have been looted, et cetera, we know at the heart of that is sin. The heart of any time we see anyone as less than we are in a sinful role. God made each human wonderfully perfect in his eyes. God created them as he did with no mistake. So in verse 7 in chapter 4 in the Gospel of John, Jesus sees a Samaritan woman come to draw water, and she's there at about noontime. Now, that's a significant, interesting tale because a woman would typically go and they would get out early in the morning or late in the evening and they would draw water from their family from Jacob's well, but they would never go in the heat of the day. And the reason why we know that's true is because women did that historically throughout the Middle East and still do. But this woman went at noon. Now, there's two things going on here. One, God has a divine intervention scheduled for her as she meets Jesus. And secondly, she has gone because she is not one of the town girls. She's one of those girls that Scripture teaches us probably has a very checkered past, has a very distinct reputation in the community. And bless her heart, she has to go at noon. And Jesus looks at her and speaks to her in a way that we wouldn't think anything about. He says, please give me a drink. But it's amazing to her. One, that a Jewish man would speak to a Samaritan woman was totally unheard of. We're talking about a radical counterculture experience here. But then secondly, she recognizes that there's something unique about this Jesus. He speaks to her with great intention. Back in John chapter 3, Jesus speaks to Nicodemus. And if you remember that story, Nicodemus wants to know, what does he have to do to be born again? And Jesus is specific about what you have to do to be born again. This time, Jesus speaks a quieter, softer gospel. Now, it's a reminder that Jesus speaks to each one of us uniquely. Jesus speaks to each one of us in a special way because he speaks to us in a way that our heart needs to be spoken to. So, in these first few verses, we already know a few things. Jesus intentionally came this path. Secondly, Jesus intentionally broke down racial barriers to engage a conversation in this woman. And then thirdly, he speaks to her because he recognizes her as a valued creation of God. Even though she has a greatly checkered past, Jesus sees past all of that and sees her heart as someone that needs him. My friend, when you think about all the people in the world, and you think of the racism, and you think of the hatred, and you think of the bigotry, and you think of the riots, and you think of the looting, I could go on and on. Here's what we know. It all comes down to sinful hearts. Let us be a people that recognize when Jesus steps into our life, we know there's a purpose, a rhyme, and a reason, because he has come intentionally, he has broken down every barrier necessary, and when he comes to us, he speaks our language. How wonderful is that, that we have a God that loves us that dearly. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family. Have an awesome day.